You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
After a busy cycle due to the Meltdown Inspector vulnerabilities, the Linux kernel 4.15 has reached its end of life. The 4.16 kernel contains patches for the aforementioned security flaws, as well as new drivers for latest hardware components. Those with modern computers must upgrade immediately. Kernel panic. Linux developers are starting to feel the weight of their own bureaucracy. As patches continue to flow in, maintainers are becoming preoccupied with reviewing code instead of adopting their own code. Kernel developer Daniel Vetter recommends that junior maintainers need to be trained in order for the community to properly share the workload. Otherwise, the system faces collapse in a few years. An open-source battle is being waged for the soul of artificial intelligence. At stake is the open exchange of data among a multitude of tools instead of competing monolithic frameworks. The good news is that the battleground is free and open. None of the big players are pushing closed-source solutions. What is required is a standard format that can express any machine learning model and store trained parameters and weights, readable and writable by a suite of independently developed software. Enter the Open Neural Network Exchange Format, or ONNX, a community project created by Facebook and Microsoft.
The wait is finally over. Ubuntu 18.04 LTS and all of its official derivatives can now be downloaded. Canonical's 7th long-term support release will be supported until April 2023. Notable changes in 18.04 are the minimal installation, speed improvements, and Xorg as the default display server. As we move towards 18.10, the traditional alpha-beta release model will be replaced with a new workflow called testing weeks. As previously mentioned, Simon Quigley's idea will involve monthly testing periods for bug squishing and updates. Since this idea received no downvotes, it will go into effect for the Ubuntu 18.10 release cycle. In other Ubuntu news, Purism and UbiPorts are now in official collaboration. Both projects started in 2017 and had their respective successes when Purism raised its seed money by crowdfunding, and while UbiPorts was able to raise up a community and take over the development of Ubuntu Touch when Canonical dropped the project. The Librem 5, a freedom-focused smartphone, will officially support Ubuntu Touch, a freedom-focused mobile operating system, as one of its primary operating systems. Ubuntu Touch was seen at UbuCon this past weekend in Gijón, Spain. Purism hopes to deliver the Librem 5 smartphones early next year.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Vollbrecht for content creation.